Deuteronomy 13 through 15. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true of which he spoke to you, saying, "Let's follow other gods, whom you have not known, and let's serve them," you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken falsely against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery, to drive you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall eliminate the evil from among you. If your brother, your mother's son or daughter, or the wife you cherish, or your friend who is like your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, "Let's go and serve other gods," whom neither you nor your fathers have known, of the gods of the peoples who are around you, near you or far from you, from one end of the earth to the other end, you shall not consent to him or listen to him, and your eye shall not pity him, nor shall you spare or conceal him. Instead, you shall most certainly kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. So you shall stone him to death, because he has attempted to drive you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Then all Israel will hear about it and be afraid, and will not do such a wicked thing among you again. If you hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God is giving you to live in, anyone saying that some worthless men have gone out from among you and have seduced the inhabitants of their city, saying, "Let's go and serve other gods," whom you have not known, then you shall investigate, search out, and inquire thoroughly. And if it is true, and the matter is certain that this abomination has been committed among you, you shall most certainly strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroy it and all who are in it, and its cattle, with the edge of the sword. Then you shall gather all its plunder into the middle of its public square, and burn the city and all its plunder with fire as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God, and it shall be a ruin forever. It shall never be rebuilt. Nothing at all from what is designated for destruction is to cling to your hand, in order that the Lord may turn from his burning anger and show mercy to you, and have compassion on you, and make you increase, just as he has sworn to your fathers, if you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God, keeping all his commandments which I am commanding you today, and doing what is right in the sight of the Lord your God. You are sons of the Lord your God, and you shall not cut yourselves, nor shave a bald spot above your forehead for the dead. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his personal possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any detestable thing. These are the animals that you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roebuck, the wild goat, the ibex, the antelope, and the mountain sheep, and any animal that has a divided hoof, and has its hoofs split in two, and choose the cud among the animals. That animal you may eat. However, you are not to chew these among the ones that chew the cud, or among those who have the hoof divided in two: the camel, the rabbit, and the rock hyrax. For though they chew the cud, they do not have a divided hoof. They are unclean to you. And the pig, because it has a divided hoof, but does not chew the cud, it is unclean for you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, nor touch their carcasses. These you may eat of everything that is in the water. Anything that has fins and scales you may eat. But anything that does not have fins and scales you shall not eat. It is unclean for you. You may eat any clean bird, but these are the ones that you shall not eat: the eagle, and the vulture, and the buzzard, and the red kite, the falcon, and the kite in their kinds, and every raven in its kind, and the ostrich, the owl, the seagull, and the hawk in their kinds, the little owl, the great owl, the white owl, the pelican, the carrion vulture, the cormorant, the stork, and the heron in their kinds, and the hoopoe, and the bat, and all the swarming insects with wings are unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. You may eat any clean bird. You shall not eat anything which dies of itself. You may give it to the stranger who is in your town, so that he may eat it, or you may sell it to a stranger, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall certainly tithe all the produce from what you sow, which comes from the field every year. You shall eat it in the presence of the Lord, at the place where he chooses to establish his name, the tithe of your grain, your new wine, your oil, and the firstborn of your herd and your flock, so that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. But if the distance is so great for you that you are not able to bring the tithe, since the place where the Lord your God chooses to set his name is too far away from you when the Lord your God blesses you, then you shall exchange it for money, and bind the money in your hand, and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses. And you may spend the money on whatever your heart desires, on oxen, sheep, wine, other strong drink, or whatever your heart desires. And there you shall eat in the presence of the Lord your God, and rejoice, you and your household. Also, you shall not neglect the Levite who is in your town, for he has no portion or inheritance among you. At the end of every third year, you shall bring out all the tithe of your produce in that year, and you shall deposit it in your town. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance among you, and the stranger, the orphan, and the widow who are in your town, shall come and eat and be satisfied, in order that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hand which you do. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts, and this is the regulation for the release of debts. Every creditor is to forgive what he has loaned to his neighbors. He shall not require it of his neighbor and his brother, because the Lord's release has been proclaimed. From a foreigner you may require it, but your hand shall forgive whatever of yours is with your brother. However, there will be no poor among you, since the Lord your God will certainly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess. If only you listen obediently to the voice of the Lord your God, to follow carefully all this commandment which I am commanding you today. For the Lord your God will have blessed you just as he has promised you, and you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow, and you will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If there is a poor person among you, one of your brothers, in any of your towns in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart, nor close your hand from your poor brother, but you shall fully open your hand to him, and generously lend him enough for his need in whatever he lacks. Be careful that there is no mean-spirited thought in your heart, such as, "The seventh year, the year of release of debts, is near, and your eye is malicious toward your poor brother, and you give him nothing. Then he may cry out to the Lord against you, and it will be a sin in you. You shall generously give to him, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your work, and in all your undertakings. For the poor will not cease to exist in the land. Therefore I am commanding you, saying, you shall fully open your hand to your brother, to your needy and poor in your land. If your fellow countryman, a Hebrew man or woman, is sold to you, then he shall serve you for 6 years. But in the seventh year you shall set him free. And when you set him free, you shall not send him away empty-handed. You shall give generously to him from your flock, your threshing floor, and from your wine vat, and you shall give to him as the Lord your God has blessed you. And you are to remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord of God redeemed you. Therefore, I am commanding this of you today, but it shall come about if he says to you, I will not leave you, because he loves you and your household, since he is doing well with you, then you shall take an awl and pierce it through his ear into the door, and he shall be your servant permanently. You shall also do the same to your female slave. It shall not seem difficult for you when you set him free, because he has given you 6 years with double the service of a hired worker. So the Lord your God will bless you in whatever you do. You shall consecrate to the Lord your God all the firstborn males that are born in your herd and in your flock. You shall not work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock. You and your household shall eat it every year before the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses. But if it has any impairment, such as a limp or blindness or any serious impairment, you shall not sacrifice it to the Lord your God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean alike may eat it, as a gazelle or a deer. Only you shall not eat its blood. You are to pour it out on the ground like water. John 19. So Pilate then took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns, and placed it on his head, and put a purple cloak on him. And they repeatedly came up to him, and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And slapped him in the face again and again. And then Pilate came out, and said to them, See, I am bringing him out to you, so that you will know that I find no grounds at all for charges in his case. Jesus then came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, Behold, the man! So when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, saying, Crucify! Crucify! Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no grounds for charges in his case. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself out to be the Son of God. Therefore, when Pilate heard this statement, he was even more afraid, and he entered the praetorium again, and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have the authority to release you? And I have the authority to crucify you? Jesus answered him, You would have no authority over me at all, if it had not been given to you from above. For this reason, the one who handed me over to you has the greater sin. As a result of this, Pilate made efforts to release him. But the Jews shouted, saying, If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself out to be a king opposes Caesar. Therefore, when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, Look, your king. So they shouted, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king except Caesar. So he then handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out, carrying his own cross, to the place called the Place of a Skull, which is in Hebrew called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between. Now Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was not near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, rather write that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to each soldier, and the tunic also. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece. So they said to one another, Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it shall be. This happened so that scripture would be fulfilled. They divided my garments among themselves, and they cast lots for my clothing. Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now beside the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. So when Jesus saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold, your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture would be fulfilled, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a branch of hyssop, and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now then, since it was the day of the preparation, to prevent the bodies from remaining on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews requested of Pilate that their legs be broken and the bodies be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man, and of the other who was crucified with him. But after they came to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Yet one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. For these things took place so that scripture would be fulfilled. Not a bone of him shall be broken. And again another scripture says, They will look at him whom they pierced. Now after these things Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, requested of Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate granted permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 litres weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen wrappings with spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Therefore, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Galatians 6. Brothers and sisters, even if a person is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual are to restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you are not tempted as well. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks that he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting, but to himself alone, and not to another. For each one will bear his own load. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let's not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap, if we do not become weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the households of the faith. See with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. All who want to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised, simply so that they will not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For those who are circumcised do not even keep the law themselves, but they want to have you circumcised so that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And all who will follow this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. Proverbs 31, 1 through 9. The words of King Lemuel, the pronouncement which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, or your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to desire intoxicating drink. Otherwise, they will drink and forget what is decreed, and pervert the rights of all the needy. Give intoxicating drink to one who is perishing, and wine to one whose life is bitter. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his trouble no more. Open your mouth for the people who cannot speak, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the poor and needy. Psalm 71. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and save me. Extend your ear to me and help me. Be to me a rock of dwelling, to which I may continually come. You have given the commandment to save me. You are my rock and my fortress. Save me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the wrongdoer and the ruthless. For you are my hope. Lord God, you are my confidence from my youth. I have leaned on you since my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have become a marvel to many, for you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me away at the time of my old age. Do not abandon me when my strength fails, for my enemies have spoken against me, and those who watch for my life have consulted together, saying, God has abandoned him. Pursue and seize him, for there is no one to save him. God, do not be far from me. My God, hurry to my aid. May those who are enemies of my soul be put to shame and consumed. May they be covered with disgrace and dishonor, who seek to injure me. But as for me, I will wait continually, and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness, and of your salvation all day long. For I do not know the art of writing. I will come to the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, yours alone. God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. And even when I am old and gray, God, do not abandon me. Until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to all who are to come. For your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things. God, who is like you? You who have shown me many troubles and distresses will revive me again, and will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. May you increase my greatness, and turn to comfort me. I will also praise you with a harp, and your truth, my God. I will sing praises to you with a lyre. Holy One of Israel, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also will tell of your righteousness all day long. For they are put to shame, and they are humiliated who seek my harm.